Quarterback Brandon Whedon would love to forget the second half of Sunday's loss to the Lions, with the offense gaining just one first down and throwing an interception while trying to tie the game.
When a guy like a quarterback makes a mistake, and you call it critical mistakes, like Brandon made, where he's throwing it backwards and kind of going against everything that you probably coach him not to, you tell him not to do that, and yet he still went ahead and did it. Are you concerned that he could be losing the confidence of the players around him?
No, I don't see that at all. You know, he was trying to get rid of the ball and as best he could, and you know, at that position, you know, you see it across the league. Guys make mistakes, and they're going to throw interceptions and things like that. It's a matter of, you know, being smart with the football, and we have to take care of the football.
Staying consistent for four quarters has been a challenge for the Browns this season, but the team can use yesterday's second half mistakes to get better.
We just have to execute. We have to stay on schedule, really. That's the thing that we saw on the tape. We did some really nice things in the first half, and we have to just carry over, refocus, and discipline ourselves and continue to work. Even though we're young in some places, we're very mature. We have good veteran leadership, so it'll be very easy to go back to work and do those little things, and Chud is putting us in the right position to do those things.
Although the Browns sit at 3-3, the team still has full confidence in their ability to win on Sunday.
I think yesterday kind of brought us to reality check that, you know, we definitely not doing something right, and we all need to go back to the drawing board, not pointing any fingers whatsoever. And I know that we got the guys on offense, defense, and special teams that we can go out there and get the job done. And on Sunday, it's going to be a new Browns team, and hopefully we get the win.
And it's picked off by Gibson in the end zone!